This is KNKX. The Seattle Seahawks play the first of three NFL preseason games on Saturday night. They will be in Las Vegas to take on the Raiders. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal talked about what fans can expect. Art, let's start with who fans won't see in this first preseason game. Left tackle Duane Brown and strong safety Jamal Adams. What's up with their contracts?
In a word, they're stalemated. But there's another word that gives context here. It's just August. It's likely they're both going to show up for the season opener September 12th in Indianapolis, and a lot of the arguments right now are going to be long forgotten. But Adams wants a four-year extension that would make him the highest-paid safety in the game. And at 25, given his productivity last year, he probably deserves it, especially after Seattle gave up two first-round draft picks and a good player to acquire him in a trade last year with the New York Jets. The Seahawks knew this was going to be a tough negotiation because Adams has most of the leverage, and he is a big part of their long-term future. So they really have to get this deal done. Duane Brown is a different case. He's 36, and most people thought this was going to be his last career year. But he played so well at age 35 that he wants another year or more. But the Seahawks don't want to add another heavy contract in 2022 because they've already done that with several other players. And under the salary cap, it's going to be real difficult.
So what's next? How do you see these situations resolving?
I think Adams is going to get his deal. There's going to be some rancorous contention about some details, but I think they're close enough to anticipate him returning with a new deal. I think Brown is another case. I don't think the Seahawks really want to add that extra contract, and he's just going to have to come back with hurt feelings and play out his final year.
All right. Well, there are some new players who will be on the field Saturday. Who's piquing your interest the most?
On defense, it's a pass rusher, Darrell Taylor, number 52, in case you tune in Saturday night. He was the Seahawks' second-round draft pick a year ago, but didn't play because of a leg injury. His health is good, and he's drawing raves in training camp for his pass-rushing skills. On offense, I'm interested in tight end Gerald Everett, number 81. He's a free agent hire from the Los Angeles Rams, where he worked under pass game coordinator Shane Waldron, who is now the Seahawks' offensive coordinator. And I think Everett might be the best combination of athleticism and toughness the Seahawks have had at that position. And I'm going to watch what he does after he catches a pass because he's one of the best guys in the NFL at gaining yards after catch. So keep an eye on that.
That's right. And you mentioned that he played under Shane Waldron on the Rams. And with Waldron being the offensive coordinator for the Seahawks now, fans are going to notice his impact. They're going to see a difference, right?
Since this is the first preseason game, the Seahawks are probably going to keep a lot of things under wraps, and quarterback Russell Wilson is only going to get two or three series. But what we've seen in training camp is a much greater emphasis on the quick passing game and a faster tempo. These are two things that Wilson wanted and were part of his complaints in the offseason that led to some changes in the Seahawks. It's not going to be a great look at it because it's preseason, but I think this is exactly what Wilson wanted, and I'm sure he's going to want to show off just a little bit to make sure people understand that this is a different Seahawks offense.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.